JIS Radio presents Roundabout JA, a 5-minute feature on local news, ideas, people, places, and things. Roundabout JA.
On today's program, we're heading over to Emancipation Park in St. Andrew to check out the new fitness zone, and later our Glimpses of Jamaica segment. Let's go Roundabout JA. Stay tuned.
Do you know someone who died without making a will? Did that person leave assets and children under 18 years old? If so, report the death to the Administrator General's Department, which is responsible for protecting the interests of minors, beneficiaries, and creditors. In making the report, you must submit a form of particulars, an original death certificate, beneficiaries' birth certificates, and proof of assets. You can visit the Administrator General's Department in Kingston at 12 Ocean Boulevard or Montego Bay at 42B Union Street. Visit our website at agd.gov.jm. Our numbers are 922-1830-3. That's the Administrator General's Department, securing your legacy.
The next time you plan to visit Emancipation Park, be sure to pack your sneakers and activewear clothing so you can try out the newly installed gym equipment. Dubbed the Fitness Zone, the park now boasts two decline abdominal machines, multi-station parallel bars, pull-up bar stations, squat stations, and elliptical and hip extension machines. The equipment was donated by China Harbor Engineering Company, CHEC. Sports Minister Olivia Grange says the equipment will help increase the number of Jamaicans making healthier lifestyle decisions and reduce the prevalence of non-communicable diseases.
On behalf of the government and people of Jamaica, I thank China Harbor for this gift, which supports our national goal of a healthier country. This gift will go a far way in our efforts to build a culture of physical activeness.
The equipment is valued at approximately $5,000.
1 ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. And we are learning that many of us can prevent ourselves developing these conditions. And for those of us who have them already, we can manage them better through simple changes such as what we eat, when and how much we eat, we don't overeat, and also through physical activity.
It's still early days as the equipment was only handed over on Wednesday. But with the increased crowds expected in the park as the Christmas holidays draw closer, more persons will undoubtedly take up the fitness challenge, using the equipment to become more physically active. An important aspect of Jamaica's cultural capital is the high level of international awareness that we enjoy. This national brand needs to be preserved, honed, and promoted. And that's why plans for cultural development form a major part of Vision 2030. Read more about Outcome 4 of Jamaica's National Development Plan at vision2030.gov.jm.
The Child Development Agency, CDA, and the Office of the Children's Registry, OCR, have now become the Child Protection and Family Services Agency, CPFSA. One agency, one mandate. Protecting children, empowering families, securing Jamaica's future. For more information on the CPFSA, please visit our website at childprotection.gov.jm, email info@childprotection.gov.jm, or call 948-284-122. Play your part. Report all cases of child abuse, neglect, or abandonment. Call 1-888-PROTECT.
Time now for our Glimpses of Jamaica segment with Anthony Kelly.
Hello. The greatest part to me in Christmas is eating the the cake, and drink the sorrel. I say nothing but a diabetic. Me I eat and then take a pill.
On our community notice board, the Bermody Primary School PTA is inviting the public to their Information and Awareness Day on the school grounds in Treadway, St. Catherine, on Monday, December 18. The day ends with a live grand concert and stage show. The proceeds are in aid of a school bus. And that's where we end today's program. Thanks for staying tuned. Join us next time as we highlight happenings roundabout JA. With studio engineer Joel Samuels, I'm Vanessa Silvera. Walk good.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.